a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor Mercy Hobbs from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. That'll be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by House Pages Brett Carley of Philip, Raiden Edelman from Huron, and Lathan Lowing from Oral.
Let us pray. Gracious God, giver of all good things, we ask you to be with these men and women who have been elected to represent those they serve. May these leaders, through your help, listen with discerning hearts. May decisions they will make cause barriers to crumble, suspicions to disappear, hatreds to cease, and divisions healed, that those who live in South Dakota will know justice and peace. In your name, amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Beal, Boland, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Deutsch, DeSanto, Dryden, Duvall, Feichert, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Harrison, Haugard, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Hickey, Holmes, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Klum, Langer, Latterell, Marty, May, McCleary, Mickelson, Munsterman, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Schramp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Stevens, Tolson, Vercio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Willidson, Woolman, Zickman, Speaker Wink.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 20th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal's approved. We have here today some guests in the gallery. Representatives Cronin and Harrison would like you to help them welcome the senior class from the Mobridge Pollock High School, accompanied by Jason Weisbeck. Is this group here? Please stand up, all the ones from Mobridge and Pollock. We have two other groups here, but I'm not sure they're here. Is Newell here? High school, juniors and seniors? They might be over. Okay, we'll just hold that. Chief Clerk, what's next here?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Cronin.
A personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Granted.
Thank you. Stand up. I'd like to introduce my new 16-year-old, newly 16-year-old daughter here, just turned 16 on Monday and decided what she wanted to do for her 16th birthday was come down here and spend a day in the legislature with me. I couldn't be more proud of her. Help
that's
me welcome
great.
Sierra.
Let's welcome her, 16.
And she did also, Mr. Speaker, if I may, want to drive through the car lot as well.
Okay, well, just give us a few minutes to clear it out first, and we'll... Okay. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that Senate Bill 93 do pass. Roger D. Solem, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1229 do pass. Scott Munsterman, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1147 and 1186 do pass. House Bill 1185 and 1187 do pass as amended. And House Bill 1199 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Justin R. Cronin, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture respectfully reports that Senate Bill 45 do pass. House Bill 1217 do pass as amended. House Bill 1146 do pass as amended. Lee Qualm, Chair. The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that Senate Bill 41 and 94 do pass. Senate Bill 85 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Mary Duvall, Vice Chair. And the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that H.J.R. 1005 do pass. House Bill 1177 do pass as amended. House Bill 1219 do pass as amended. House Bill 1078 and 1210 were tabled. And H.J.R. 1004 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Brian G. Gosch, Chair. The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that House Bill 1206 do pass as amended. And House Bill 1167 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Kristen A. Consett, Chair.
Reports of select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for an informal joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive the message of the Canadian Council General respectfully reports that the House and the Senate convene in an informal joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 2 o'clock p.m. February 18, 2015. That when the message of the Canadian Council General has been received, the joint session be dissolved. Respectfully submitted, Fred Romkema, Brian Gosch, Spencer Hawley, House Committee, Craig Teason, Tim Rave, Billy Sutton, Senate Committee.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Teason, Rave, and Sutton as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a committee of three on the part of the House for the purpose of arranging for a joint session to hear the message of the Canadian Council General. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that House Bill 1095 was lost for failure to be placed on the Senate calendar. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1006, 1033, 1034, 1039, 1040, and 1056, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 1, 132, 154, and 190, which have passed the Senate in your favorable consideration, is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Gosch moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on State Affairs on House Bill 1118, 1215, and 1139, as found on pages 378 to 380 of the House Journal. Also, Commerce and Energy on House Bill 1235 is found on page 381 of the House Journal. Also, Judiciary on House Bill 1067 and 1082 is found on page 382 of the House Journal be adopted.
Those in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 1, an act to revise certain taxes and fees to fund improvements to public roads and bridges in South Dakota. Senate Bill 132, an act to allow school districts to recruit teachers by providing certain financial incentives.
Speaker assigns Senate Bill 132 to Education, Senate Bill 154 to Judiciary, Senate Bills 1 and 190 to State Affairs. Second reading of House bills. Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move we defer the remainder of the calendar to the 22nd legislative day.
Second. Those in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. There being no objection, the House will revert back to order of business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bill 1071 and 1104 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10:30 a.m. February 12, 2015. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Rolling has carefully compared House Bill 1006, 1033, 1034, 1039, 1040, and 1056, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
Speaker signs an act to allow bullheads to be used as bait. I'm sure the students from Mobridge Pollock appreciate that. You know, it's good fishing up there. The Speaker signs an act to repeal the South Dakota Energy Infrastructure Authority. Speaker signs an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes related to the Winds Energy Competitive Advisory Task Force. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions related to the regulation of grain buyers and grain warehouses. Speaker signs an act to revise the statute of frauds within the Uniform Commercial Code with respect to the sale of pulse crops. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding the Department of Agriculture. Speaker signs an act to provide for the possession and administration of opioid antagonists by first responders for the treatment of drug overdoses. Speaker signs an act to allow the discretionary appeals of illegal sentences. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions concerning the administration of benefits provided to veterans and to declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to make an appropriation of other fund expenditure authority to the Department of Agriculture for the construction of the Nordby Exhibit Hall at the South Dakota State Fair and to declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to place certain substances on the controlled substances schedule and to declare an emergency. Announcements. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Joint Appropriations will meet on Tuesday, and we'll have the Department of Health and Human Services in. Thank you.
Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Tax will meet at 8 a.m. on Tuesday.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Qualm.
House Ag meets at 8:30 on Tuesday.
Thank you very much. Representative Duvall.
House Transportation meets at 11 o'clock on Tuesday.
Thank you. Further announcements? Any further announcements? Before we go, I would like to, I don't know the original author of this quote, but my father used to, he picked up on it and would remind me, in a, you know, every once in a while, that he always said that if you think you're the smartest person in the room, you're probably in the wrong room. I don't know what he meant by that, but I don't think it applies today, because I continue to be impressed with the knowledge and the intellect and the passion that you folks demonstrate every day when you're talking about certain bills. And I even appreciate even more the tone and the tenor of your words, and how well you measure them on such on some very emotional issues. So I just wanted to thank you for that and how much I appreciate that. Have a safe trip home. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy your friends and family. Don't ever take them for granted. They're a valuable commodity. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move adjourn.
Second.
All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Yay.
We are adjourned.